This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A wildfire near the Twin Lakes Recreation Area was likely started by an abandoned campfire. A U.S. Forest Service investigator found a fire ring near the Interlochen Trail that appears to have been poorly extinguished and deserted days before the wildfire was reported. A man assaulted by an off-duty Denver police officer during the Nuggets championship win last year is suing the city and the bar who hired the officer as a bouncer. Maury Newman, one of the attorneys for the victim, Elijah Smith, says a viral video taken by bystanders helped propel Smith's case.
And had it not been for a civilian capturing the assault by Officer Glasby on video, there probably would never have been any accountability at all.
Last month, Adam Glasby resigned from the police department after pleading guilty to misdemeanor assault in a plea deal that dismissed the other charges against him. A study from researchers at the University of Colorado shows racial discrimination experienced by women of color can affect their baby's biological clock. By measuring cell and tissue health, researchers found young children born to women who experienced bias showed slower biological aging. They say that could indicate delayed or disrupted development. Access to a popular waterfall in Manitou Springs is set to reopen tomorrow after being closed for more than 2 years. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
Rainbow Falls, just west of Manitou Springs, closed in 2021 when falling rocks made the parking lot dangerous. The site now includes safety barriers to protect visitors and a new parking lot location with a $20 per car shuttle. Visitors can park in a lot off Highway 24 and Serpentine Drive. Shuttle service will run from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Friday through Sunday. Reservations can be made online. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.